sure.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I think that before they had those warnings, people just would never know, and I don't know what they would do.
Oh, no, no. Well, we just had to take it as it comes.
Did you have a lot of tornadoes around here?
No.
Never did used to?
No.
No, I think they have warnings.
Well, they do. They do. Just seem like they can just pop up out of any little cloud.
Yeah.
If you'll notice now, was it this morning or yesterday morning that they told about having one down here? Something down the south part of the state.
I don't remember.
It didn't amount to anything, I don't think, but then it was a warning, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I wonder if I just think that there's more, if there really is more, you know. But I just don't remember that thing I think it's
happened. And nobody ever... Well, what you on that old saying, you know, what you don't know don't hurt. I kind of believe that's not right, because we get hurt whether we know it or not.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, whenever you're ready to start again, and you keep on drinking, your pump, it won't hurt.
All I want.
No, it won't.
Yeah, I've got to eat it.
It won't hurt anything if you keep on drinking.
That's just right. Well, I don't want another bit.
Okay. Forgot to ask you this question about the, after you shell the corn, the part of it that is where you leave it whole and then boil it and people... Mm-hmm.
The kernel.
Uh-huh. And then when they use, I think they put lye with that and then they make the...
Hominy.
Yeah, that's what...
Yes, you put lye in the kernel.
We aren't about that, about the lye, but I was thinking that they
uh-huh,
do
there
that.
Is, and that helps get that, there's a kind of a husk that it helps take off to the lye wheel.
Is that the same thing as grits? I mean, what's grits? The difference?
Grits is just the corn in a, they go through something and make just little small things.
Smaller, mm-hmm. That's smaller.
Real
hominy
small.
Yeah.
Yeah, hominy, you know, just the whole grain. Yeah, they only take that husk off of it.
Now, talking about, I don't know, did they make much home brewed whiskey around here?
Yes. Yeah, we used to have just a lot of homebrew.
I was wondering, did they call it the homebrew or moonshine?
Well,
or?
Both. They just, I think it refers to the same thing. I think so now.
Mm-hmm.
Homebrewer, he's a moonshiner or something like that. Now, I reckon it all comes under the same heading.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's where I know the answer.
Uh-huh.
Flitters or pancakes or anything.
And you would put the molasses?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, just like any kind of syrup. It could be sorghum molasses or it could be honey as to that.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
But something like that.
Yeah, something like that on it.
Mm-hmm. if you were talking about syrup or something and you wanted to get some from the store or something and you wanted to get the real thing, you didn't want any artificial syrup, you'd say, now I want real syrup, I want to make sure it's...
Uh-huh.
You might say it's
genuine.
Or something like that,
Or pure.
Was, mm-hmm.
It'd have to be pure honey or pure, you know, now you can't get no honey now, it's fit to eat hardly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got so much something else in it.
Yeah, that's right, honey is like that.
Yeah, honey's like that a whole lot, because this son of mine that comes out every Sunday morning, he likes honey and I, but the Fisher's puts out the best that I've ever used, but some of it just don't hardly taste like honey used to taste.
Uh-huh.
I've had it, did you?